Yo. What's good? Oh, man. Late night recording. It's now the twitching hour. Deep sleep time. Way past my bedtime. I'm also sublime. Just spit it, don't overthink the next line. Stay true to your craft and everything will come true in due time. Don't waste time. I take my chances. What's up, y'all? doing good. Recording. Chilling. Just lots of thoughts. So many thoughts have been bombarding my mind lately. Who am I? Who are you? What is your purpose? Why are you here? What did you come here to do? Did you consciously come here? Was it a choice? Or was it a inevitable resort of someone else's choice? Were you asked to be brought here and you simply obliged? You know, questions like these, I always, it's like 24/7. Like literally 24/7 in my dreams, in every conversation I have, it's like 20 different people are talking to me at once. And it's like, what am I here for? You know, like what are you here for? I think too much. No, but I think that we are here to serve others. And it sounds cliche, you know, you have all the great giants, spiritual giants, world giants, whatever you want to call it, physical giants, metaphysical giants, extraterrestrial thinking type of people like Will Smith. When I say extraterrestrial, because, you know, we call them stars, right? Stars exist outside of our terrain. So, you hear people like Will Smith, Tito Lopez, Lakeith Stanfield, Chad Johnson, me. Because I do consider myself one of those people. But you have people like those who say, or Denzel as well, can't forget the shout out with Denzel, that say, your life will define, and Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, your life will be defined by your service to others. And I truly, truly believe that. But I also believe it is your discipline. Like, how can you focus on something if you're not disciplining your thoughts, if you're not disciplining your actions? Like, focus to me is discipline. You have to discipline yourself to hold that same thought, to have that same image in your mind long enough for it to manifest. And you have to give your focus with every fiber in your body, your soul, that you're going to see it through. that you're gonna make it happen no matter what, and then it happens. Just like when you're drawing a picture, simply. Oh man, I didn't think I was tired, but as soon as I start talking, I'm talking myself to sleep. Hopefully I'm not talking you to sleep. This isn't just playing in your background, but anyways, back to what I was saying. Like when you're drawing a picture, you can't just draw. I mean, you can just draw. Well, definitely. But it's when you draw, you do best when you have the image, the final product in mind. And don't get me wrong, you know, you can think, you can get different bouts of inspiration, different images in your mind while you're doing it. But as long as you keep in mind that you're going to finish that picture and you focus that you're going to see a final result, then that's when you finish it. But if you don't have that type of focus that you're going to see it through, regardless of what it is or how righteous it is, you know, you have to keep that image or keep the destination in mind. No matter how many times you want to change it, you could change it. You can change the image, but make sure that you always keep in mind that you're going to get to the location, the final destination, you know, and focus. What do you want to do in life? What does your destination look like? Is it just death? Do you just see yourself going day to day? If your destination is just to go to, is just, if your destination every time you wake up is just to go back to sleep, I mean, or just death, like if that's all you can picture doing, living it day by day, no type of what do I want to say? No type of imagination on where life can go. Nothing big. Like I want everybody, I swear, every fiber in my mind, every fiber in my body, I just wish that everybody will just create the reality they see in their head. I wish everybody was able to do that. Everybody was able to just create rocket ships to hit the dome on flat earth. I'm just like, no, but just create rocket ships, create whatever. And not to say that people don't already create their own realities, you know, but I want to see people create the reality they see them, their best selves at. But see, the thing is about that, it's like, who am I to tell somebody what, that they're already not good enough? And that's not what I'm saying. You know, everybody who exists now, they're good enough, but they can always be better. You can always do better. You can always, you know, no matter how final you think you're, no matter how set in your thoughts or your reality or your current situation you think you are, it can always be remolded. I don't care if you're 10 years old, 5 years old, 50 years old. You can always change the painting. You always change the picture, the final product. You know, every day that goes by, you're given another chance. Create the reality you want. And I also believe that, you know, everybody is creating the reality they want. It's just that a lot of people are not conscious of it. A lot of people are not conscious of it. I feel like the people who aren't conscious of it are the 95%. There's a reason why 5% of the people in the world are doing what they want to do with their lives. Are doing things that, you know, other people want to do. doing what they were destined or what they love to do. You know, maybe it's 10%, maybe 5% are just getting rich from it. Rather 5%, they're just doing it and they're complacent. They're happy. You know. I know most definitely I'm thankful to be alive, but sometimes I want to reset. I have things so good right now too. I'm doing is everything I want to do, but I want to do more. I want to do more. I feel like if I'm given a second chance, I can just do things right. And maybe that's why I came here. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I didn't get it right in my last life when I came back, because everything just seems so familiar, so basic. I have the idea exactly what I wanted to do when I was born. I wanted to help people. I wanted to live life and inflict the least amount of damage and inflict the most amount of love and change in people's life without conflicting with anybody or anything, to be in harmony. I just wanted to love and be loved. I think that's all we want. I don't want to inflict, witness any type of pain, and being around it just makes me feel blah. That's not a word, but that's just that's the first expression of what that feeling would be like. Or what that feeling is. Just bleh. Bleh. I know I'm just talking to myself, you know. And I thank you guys for listening. But I hope that, you know, things that I say, I'm a firm believer in the universe speaks through. Has many languages. It has every language. Body language, the energy that body language emits, energy, numbers, light, people, dogs, trees, horses, the wind. So many forces, you know, so many different forms of expression. It happens. And people just don't understand it. People don't look for, you know, we look for the basic language. We don't even look for body language. And that's like 85% of language. You know, but we look for verbal. Oh, if God, you know, you ask God for an answer and you only look for that answer in one form of communication, verbal, most of the time, you know. We don't believe that it can come from anybody, you know. I believe that communication could come from a person. It can come from a random person just on the street. It can come from my mom. And it doesn't have to be you can't choose the language or the messenger that you're going to receive your message from, you know. You can receive your message by a simple sequence of numbers, 444. And to you, that can mean yes, no, maybe. It can mean, I don't believe in maybes, but I believe in yes and no's. or just a general conversation, you know. Like, it can be definitive, like yes, and that's just it. It can be a no, and that's just no. Or it can be yes and a conversation. It can be, God can explain it to you. It can give you the why not. I think receiving, I feel like to get the best, most definitive answer is you have to have the best and most definitive question. You have to know exactly what you're asking for. And then once you get your answer, act on it. Action. So like I was saying, I said I may be talking to myself, but really I feel like I'm talking in many languages and I'm sending out different messages, and I may not even be conscious of it, you know, because I don't prep these conversations. I just do them. I just start. Something lays heavy on my heart and I just start flowing, letting the universe flow through me. I am thankful to be alive. I am thankful of my decisions, of my choices, because I'm learning every single day. Now, I can make better decisions and better choices and more impactful choices, but all in all, I'm happy with my life. And I'm thankful to be alive. And I hope you are too, mystery listener. I hope you know that your life does matter. And if you think one life, one choice, one image in your mind cannot change the world, let's talk about on the images. Look at Mona Lisa, Vincent Van Gogh. I mean, the Egyptian statues, all these things, the pyramids, all these things existed as images in the person's mind at one point. And I feel like the impact that it has is how much thought goes into it, how many hours goes into it, determines how big the picture will be. How mesmerized people would be. Like, can you imagine looking at 10,000 hours? Imagine seeing that in a picture versus a picture that took an hour to create. Think about that. If somebody was to draw a picture for you, would you want a picture that, which picture do you feel like would be, I don't know, which you feel like would be the best picture? A picture that was drawn in 1 minute, a picture that was drawn in an hour, or a picture that took 10,000 hours to draw. Think about that. So what kind of picture are you creating? What image in your mind are you putting hours and hours and hours of creating? Think about that. They say it takes 10,000 hours to master something, but what if you put 20,000 hours into it? That image in your mind, that reality you want to live. 80 hours. Forget 40 hours a week. 80 hours a week. What would you do? What kind of picture would you create? If I told you, hey, create me a picture right now, how much money do you think that picture would be worth? That image in your mind, and how likely do you think you are to create it exactly the way you want it? You know, think about these things. What image, what picture are you creating? Are you not creating a picture at all? You're just an observer. You just look at others and get random moments of inspiration and or random sparks of inspiration, of thoughts of happiness. And when that fizzles out, extinguishes, you're just blank. Nothing. Nothing to show for it. I want to be a creator. I am a creator. The people who create are the happiest. They're the richest. Both in currency, physical currency, money. And in, I mean, every other aspect. You know, I'm thankful and I hope you are. Also, I said people can change the world. Now, that was just the image, the, you know, pictures I'm talking about. I was talking about art. Now, imagine somebody like Hitler. One person had an image in his mind, had a belief in his heart or in his gut, had a feeling in his gut and a belief in his heart and a fire under his ass, and look what he did. Made history. We will never forget who Hitler is. You know, he had a belief and he saw it through. He had an image in his mind, he saw it through. Changed lives forever, ever, forever. Think about that. Really, really think about that. Martin Luther King. Who else? Malcolm X. Who else? George Washington. Christopher Columbus. Decided that he was going to conquer the world. Enslave everybody under these beliefs. These religions. And bam. The world changed. We are now living in a different world because of that. Because of these people, each and every single one of these people made decisions, had beliefs, had a picture in their mind, and put hours and hours into crafting that image. Until they worked so hard at that, they wanted to craft, they crafted that reality from the image in their mind. They mastered it. And they were on some, you know, they may have fallen short and whatever, but ultimately while they were here, they did something. Their life meant something and changed other lives. Tupac. You know, you never doubt the pictures, the images in your head, because they do come to reality. They say your worst reality exists in your mind first. Your best reality exists in your mind first. You have to see it in your head first. Now, you can either always let the bad things come first, or you can consciously create the good, become a conscious creator. That's what I want to see you do. That's what I want to do. I want to be happy. I want to be in love. I want to be thankful. I want strength. Everything I want, everything you want, you shall have. So be it. Oh, go out there and create it. Yo, what's good, my good peoples? How is everybody doing? I hope well. If you listen to this, I just ask that you just give me a quick round of applause. Also, I like to be interactive with the people who I talk to. So I'll ask that you, you know, give me some pointers. You know, if you want to throw some, I don't know, inject anything into, you know, my conversation, my subject. You know, feel free to cast your line. You know, I talk back. And if you ever want to hear me talk about something, give my ideas on something, or just simply do a motivational video for you. I mean, a motivational podcast segment for you. I mean, it is a video, kind of, because I'm creating, with me speaking, I'm creating an image in your mind. I know I create images in my mind while I'm speaking, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Who knows? But, hey, feel free to reach out. You know. But today, just kind of continue on the last part of my last episode or last segment. I ended really well, and I kind of wanted to expand on one of the things that I touched on, and that is creating. Being a creator. I don't know if you know this, but breaking news. You're creating your reality, the reality around you. Now, it sounds cliche, I know, yeah. Oh, Will Smith said the same thing. Oh, this person said the same thing. Oh, you know, whatever. But it's like, if everybody's saying it, maybe there's some truth to it. You know, if all the greats are saying it, if science is proving it, if the Bible says it, other spiritual teachings say it. For me, what kind of makes something a solid brick in my mind that I will stand on and use to build my final foundation or my final congregation? or whatever you want to call it, belief system, whatever it is. If science says it, that's one grain of salt. If I have my experiences, that's one grain of salt. If somebody tells me, that's one grain of salt. But when the Bible says it as well, and then when fit, like in different branches of sciences are proving it, you know, physics, genealogy, ancient spiritual systems, the Kemetic spiritual systems. So many things, you know. If they're all saying it, there has to be some type of truth. Even if it's all one great big lie, I mean, there's one, in every lie, there's some truth. In every joke, there's some truth. So, like I was saying, you are creating the image in your head, or lack of an image in your head. If you're not creating that reality you want in your mind, somebody else is creating it for you and are giving you the idea or giving you the image to create. So you have a choice. You can either be a conscious creator where you are conscious of the thought in your mind, of the image in your mind, of the reality in your mind that you want to exist. That's the first step. Second step is making a choice, focusing on that image, and you create it in the world around you. You create it in your every action. You give every thought, every moment, every day, all of your energy to that. If, I mean, you don't have to go that extreme, I guess some people would call it, but just when you can, and I feel like that's why meditation is so powerful, because you're making a choice to be conscious of your thoughts, of that reality in your mind, of that image in your mind. Even if it is, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're creating it and you're focusing on it. You're being intentional. Multidimensional. I know it don't sound like it makes much sense. I'm done. I tried. But really though, you are creating, or you are being, either way, no matter what you do, you're creating it. But you can either create your image of your reality in your mind, or you can let somebody else put an image in your head and you create that reality for them. What do you want to do? Are you going to be a creator? Your own creator? Or are you going to create for somebody else? Everything you give your attention to, you burn that image into your head. And the more and more you have that, the longer you have that image in your head, that belief, that whatever, you know, it's going to manifest. The more likely it is you're going to act on it. And vice versa, the longer you act on something, the more you burn that image into your head. I wonder if that's how bodybuilding works. What if bodybuilding doesn't really work in the body, but it's in the mind? The person is creating that image of themselves in their mind first. Or, I think it's like a feedback loop, a closed system. It basically feeds itself. You know, it's like a circle, yin and yang, whatever you want to call it. You act it so you believe it. You believe it so you act it. You act it so you believe it. You believe it so you act it. You act it so you believe it. You see it, you act it. You see it, you act it because you see it. You see it, you act it because you see it. And I think that just happens over and over again. And the longer, think of it like this. If I was to tell you, hey, I'm going to paint a picture. And I come back to you an hour and say, hey, my picture's done. Imagine the quality of that picture. And say, I'm going to create a picture of the world. And then I say, okay, I'm about to build another picture. And I go back and I do it for 5 hours. And I come back to you and I give you that image. And then I go and I do a picture that takes 10,000 hours. And then I come back and show you that image. Which one do you think is going to be the most detailed? Huh? Think about that. And imagine the person said, okay, hey, look, I'm going to create you 10 images, 10 different pictures, and whatever. And I say, I'm going to do it in an hour. And I come back and I show you those 10 different images. And then I do it, okay, I'm going to do it again. I do 5 hours. I come back and I show you 10 different pictures. And I go say I'm going to do 10,000 hours. And I come back and I show you 10 different pictures. Which person do you think, I imagine these are two different people. Which person do you think creates a more detailed image? The person who does, at the end of that 10,000 hours, you know. One person does 10 different pictures, 10,000. Matter of fact, let's do an hour. Or no, no, let's start off at the hour. One person does one picture for an hour. One person does 10 pictures. Which one do you think is more detailed? The person who put all their energy into creating that one image, or the person who split their energy, their attention to 5 different images? Now let's go 5 hours. That one person who split their energy into 5 different pictures for 10 different pictures for 5 hours, or the person who put their energy into one picture for 5 hours? Now the person who put their energy, or the person, now let's go up again, 10,000 hours. And I feel like you're getting the picture. You're getting what I'm trying to say. The person who created 10 different pictures in 10,000 hours, that's 1,000 hours a picture, or the person who put 10,000 hours into one picture. Which person do you think would have created the most detailed pictures? Now think about that. It's all about focus. What are you focusing on? Are you not focusing at all? But I hope you just know that you are creating reality for yourself. The more time you spend not creating or not being a conscious creator, there is a entity occupying or supplying your mind at all times with images, with ideas, whatever. So if you're not doing it, something else is. Period. Science has proved it. Buddhists have said it. All sciences, all beliefs have this in common. You are creating. Period. Point blank, period. Now either you're creating for yourself or you're letting somebody create for you. And that image in your head, you are acting it out. Period. You will develop emotional attachments to it. Period. So watching all these 3 hours, and time is money. So are you giving somebody money, or are you producing your own money? Are you putting your time, your currency, into your own thoughts, or is somebody else doing it? Are you using your currency to create somebody else's image, their reality that serves them and their purpose? What are you doing? Decide. Just make a choice. Decide. And be willing to die by it. If you don't have something to die for, you don't have nothing to live for. Period. That is just what it is. Die for it. Die for it. Die for those people. Be willing to exert yourself to the end of whatever you want to call it, end of your battery, the end of your life, into creating that image. And practice makes perfect. Practice every single day. Practice doesn't mean that it's going to be perfected. Practice, honestly, I feel like the reason why practice is so good is because you learn how to fail and continue. You learn what not to do. You learn what works. You cure it. You know, you're sculpting away at that image in your head. And it's never too late. You can always say, okay, you know what? I'm going to rebuild this. You know? I'm going to restart. This is not the image I want. But always remember, though, better late than never, but never late is better. So start now. Go out and start that. Go do it. Why not? Be happy. Do it. Love it. Fall in love with it. And then there are going to be times where you don't want to do it, but that is so crazy to think. If you're not doing something because you don't want to do it, if you're always seeking to be comfortable, if you only make choices based on comfortability, you will always be mediocre. You will be always be struggling. You will have it hard in life. Believe me, I know. Make a choice. Decide. And don't go back on that choice. Create that image in your mind. Become a master. Master it. Become a mason. Mason is mastery. Masonry is mastery. Bam. Blew your mind. A free mason is the free master. Somebody who consciously creates the reality they want. Period. They've mastered it. They've mastered the realm of thought and action. Are they mastering the practice or the mastery of action and thought. You think it, you do it. You do it, you think it. And they stick to it. You focus. Discipline. Focusing on something takes discipline. Let me tell you, go. I want you to go outside and stare into the sun until you're blind. I'm just playing. I'll just play it. But go and you want to see how hard it is to focus or what your ability to focus is. I want you to go. Now, don't look at TV. That doesn't count. Because they're putting the games in your mind. And then you're going to go out and, yeah, you're. That whole another conversation. Go stare at us. Go stare. Go turn. Go stare at. Turn your phone off. Turn it on its back. And look for the camera and just stare at it. I want you to say, think in your head, camera, 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 camera. And just think that. Just keep that thought and see how long. Time yourself if you want to. See how long you can keep that in your mind and keep on saying that and not think of anything else. Nothing else. Not your mom, not your dog, not your car. Not the air, not the weather, not the wind. Not the dog, not the floor, not your girlfriend or boyfriend. That is right. That right there will show you what your ability to focus is. And how conscious of a creator you really are. Because you are creating no matter what you want to believe. No matter what you, I don't care if you don't believe in God. You believe. You only believe in science. Science says it, buddy. Girly. Homegirl. Homeboy. Dude. Do that. For real. So, be conscious. Practice being conscious. Practice being aware. Live in the moment. Don't live in that moment you got bullied, you know, because you're just recreating that energy. You think back to that moment and that nostalgia moment that has captured your mind of whatever, you know, captured your mind and you're just thinking back in the past of that time your mom said something mean to you and it really hurt your feelings. Your subconscious, your body doesn't know the difference. If you don't believe me, think of a time you got bullied. And I want you to think about that whole day, how it went, and think about the emotion you have and watch how you start to feel that emotion that has never failed. I've never looked back to a moment where I was pissed off and was like, and didn't feel that same energy. I never looked back to a time where I felt love and didn't feel loved. I never looked back to a time where I was angry and I don't feel angry just thinking of that time when I felt angry. And then if that thought held itself or that memory held itself too long, there was not a time where I thought back to a moment and I got an emotion from it, or a moment where I had an emotion. And then in that current moment where I'm looking back to that emotion, I walk around, you know, people have those resting bitch faces. So excuse my cousin kids, but those resting angry faces. And I know moments when I have them. People ask me like, man, you look sad. What's going on? Or man, you look angry. What's going on? And it's all because of thoughts that I'm having. Whether it's I'm angry about something that happened that day, I'm happy about something that happened that day, angry about something that happened in the past, whatever it is, it shows. And then I interact with people differently. I'm angry because something happened 10 years ago. And then I'm talking to this store clerk angrily. And I'm reacting to her completely biased, I guess you could say, towards my emotions or with my emotions. I'm being biased, acting like she's the one who caused that anger, automatically making her the victim. You know, so that image in your mind needs to be clear. And you need to have an image in your mind at all times. Your image, though, your creativity. The most creative people in the world are the happiest. Things just always seem to go their way. The luckiest people are usually the most creative. Facts, look it up. The people that live the longest are the most creative. Artists live longer than any other, I guess you could say, form of creator. An athlete is a creator. A teacher is a creator. Is what level of creativity are you at? There's different levels of mastery, different levels of creativity. I either can acknowledge this or not, you know, but just know that me, Chad Johnson, I am practicing being a creator, and I want you to do it. You matter. It doesn't matter how small you think your existence is or whatever. All I can think about is sewing, and I don't care what it is. Put all of your energy into it, and you will see just how much that thought, your energy that you put into it, your currency, your belief really is. You have to put the action behind it too. Like, you can't just be like, I see $1 million and not go act on it. Don't get me wrong, the stronger you believe, you see it in your mind, the stronger you feel about it, the more likely you are to put the action behind it. But you have to put the action behind it. I can see $1 million in my head all day. If I don't act on it and do things that will give me $1 million, or just, yeah, if I don't act on it, it's not gonna happen. You can think and say all you want, and I believe in powerful affirmations, but it's all about, well, you must feed that thought with action. Period. You have to. So, go do it. Just do it. Nike, just do it. I want to be the next Shia LaBeouf. I want to be great. I want to be God. I want to be my creator. I want you to, too. I want you to, too. I want you to as well. I believe in the God in the sky, but also believe in the God in you. So go do it. Do it for me. You might, your words, your thoughts, your belief might change my life, may change my everything. Your purpose may not be my purpose. My purpose may be a great actor, it's a great actor. Your purpose might be to be a great producer. Mom's purpose might be to, you know, it just, what, who knows? There's so many different things out there that you can be that you don't even know that people need. You might create an app that I didn't know I needed, like Instagram. Damn, you know what? I did need a platform, a social website that I could post pictures on and people can like and make me feel good. I can go and like their pictures and make them feel good. And if they make me feel good enough, I might just slide in their DM. But really, though, I know this is sound redundant, but some people have to hear the same thing 20, 30 times before they even think it, you know, before they act on it. Before that image in their mind is strong enough for them to put action behind it, or it's clear enough for them to create a clear path, or a clear portrait, whatever you want to call it, of that image in their mind. So practice your mastery. Practice you. Practice pulling from the world unseen. And show gratitude. Be happy. Be thankful. Things really don't go your way. Oh, thank you for giving me a chance. Things go really good. Oh, thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you. I'm gracious. Be thankful. Show gratitude. That this is what I ended with. The three greatest, the best guidelines for creation is thought, action, gratitude. Imagery, mastery, gratitude. Think about that. Imagery first. Then you master bringing it into fruition. And you master creating it. You master crafting it. And you show gratitude. You do that first. Show gratitude for even having. I mean, just however you want to mix that. Just do it. Imagery, mastery, craftery. Gratitude. 4. You just add on from there. But know that you are powerful. And you can change the world. Your life, your thoughts, your energy matter. Now go do it. Go create. I love you. And I'm thankful for you. Thank you for existing. And thank you for letting me talk to you. Peace.